So I'd like to begin with a story that came to me a number of years ago, and I can't really even remember who it was that shared the story or where it came from. What I do remember is that it moved me so deeply, it brought me to tears the very first time I heard this story. And it also helped me to understand the concept of the field of energy that links all of creation in the traditions of the ancients and the implications of that concept. It's a true story of a young Jewish boy and his father in the 20th century. And as the Jewish boy was coming of age, he began to question the traditions that he had been raised in, and what they meant to him and the validity of those traditions. And his father took the questioning very personally and was offended by the questioning. And the boy said to his father, "I understand I've been raised in these traditions," he said, "but I need to go out into the world and find if these traditions really hold true for me in my life. I have to see these things for myself." And the father said to him, "If you turn your back on the traditions that we have raised you within, and if you turn your back on me, I have no son, you're no longer my son." And the boy said, "I'm sorry, Father, this is what I have to do." And he did, and he left the United States, and he began to tour the world, and he went into Europe just to find out what the world was like and how his teachings would serve him in his interactions with other people. Years went by. He and his father had absolutely no contact at all. He met a girl and they settled down and was living a happy life in an urban society. And one day, into the cafe where they were having their coffee, a friend of his walked in from America that he had not seen since he left. And they were very happy to see one another. And the first thing that his friend said to him, to the boy, he says, "I'm so sorry to hear about the death of your father." And this is the first time the young boy had heard that his father had died. And he immediately came back to the States and he began speaking to the people in the neighborhood and to their friends and to the family regarding his relationship with his father. And what he discovered very quickly was that his father, in fact, had never forgotten him at all. That his father had spoke of his son incessantly and how proud he was of his son, the strength and the courage that he had to go into the world and find his own way. And it brought the young boy back into the roots of his Hebrew traditions, the Jewish faith. And he says, "I'm going to go to the place where this belief system began, to where it all originated." He found himself in Jerusalem, and he went to a place where people performed their prayers on a daily basis. It's called the Wailing Wall, or the West Wall. And it's a fascinating wall, very ancient stone blocks with mortar that has held them together for many, many centuries. And the wall is so ancient that the mortar has begun to fall out in certain places. And in place of where the mortar has been, there are little tiny pieces of paper and scraps of cloth that are rolled up and stuffed into all of the little crevices and the nooks and crannies. And on each one of those pieces of cloth or paper is a prayer that someone has inscribed and placed. And the tradition that brought him back to where his roots had begun, the boy also inscribed a prayer honoring his relationship with his father. And as he scanned the wall with his eyes, searching for just the right place where he could leave his prayer to honor his relationship with his father, all of a sudden, a prayer that someone else had placed in an earlier time dropped out at his feet. And he bent down to pick this up to replace it in the wall. And as he did, he happened to notice some of the writing on the prayer. And it was the writing of his father. And he opened the prayer, and what he found was that before his death, his father had journeyed to precisely the same place and had left a prayer giving thanks for his relationship with his son and the beauty that his son brought into his life. And in that moment, the boy was brought back to his roots and to the understanding that even though his father perhaps is no longer in this world, there was still that link. There was still a communication that had occurred between them. And when I hear stories like this, while I'm not surprised, I'm always in awe. I'm in awe of the process because it tells me two things. First of all, when I share this story with others, within myself, even though I've shared it many, many times, it creates a feeling in my body, and perhaps you had that feeling as well when you heard me describe how he looked at his father's handwriting and the synchronicity of seeing that on that prayer, the little piece of paper. And in that feeling lives a power, and it's a power that we are only beginning to understand here in the West. It's a power that transcends what we think of in our minds. it is the power of human emotion and human feeling that can only come about from a genuine experience of emotion in our hearts rather than the logic of our minds. So I'm sharing this story now to begin our program, hopefully to share with you, the listener, an idea perhaps of what that feeling is all about.